اللهم ارزقني فيه الرزق والتمكين، وباعدني فيه من التفاهة والتمرين، واجعل لي نصيبا من كل خير تنزل فيه بجودك يا أجرة الأجرمين، بجودك يا أجرة الأجرمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Day number 3 of the month of Ramadan already, and our topic for today is ignorance and unawareness. Now, before I go into the topic, what we have to appreciate is that from the Islamic point of view, we have two levels of ignorance or unawareness that a person can be in. One is what our scholars deem as simple ignorance, which is when a person doesn't know something, but they know that they don't know that thing. So they know that they're unaware, they don't have knowledge on a particular area of life, and they are able to then go forward to actually gain knowledge on that particular area, to be removed from their ignorance. But a second level, which is more dangerous, is what they call compound ignorance. Compound ignorance means that a person doesn't know, but he thinks that he knows. So you don't know, and you don't know that you don't know. So you think you know everything. This is dangerous because a person, obviously not knowing that he doesn't know something, or he thinks he knows everything, will not go in seeking the knowledge of those things which he really doesn't know about. And it would have huge ramifications on his life in this world, and also, more importantly, the life of the hereafter. Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 154, is a verse that we should think about this issue of not having knowledge and awareness, being in a state of ignorance. And this is in relation to our Creator, Allah, God. The verse says, "They entertain false notions about Allah, notions of the era of pagan arrogance and ignorance." This verse tells us that there are people, there were, there are, there will be people who will think negative things about Allah, who will not have a correct understanding of Allah. Maybe they may deem Allah to be a trinity, or Allah to be a multi-god, or they will take figures and shapes and idols and construct them and refer to those as their god. So Allah tells us that there are people who have fallen into this notion of the era of ignorance, the days of Jahiliyyah. And we need to make sure that we are not of such individuals, that when we realize that we are lacking knowledge on a particular issue, that we go and seek and we go in search of that knowledge. We end this discussion with a very beautiful and a bit lengthy hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in which he defines for you and I who the truly ignorant person is. In this hadith, Imam Ali has said, "An ignorant person is the one who, in regards to that which he does not know, he thinks that he knows these things. He's a know-it-all. And he considers his own opinion to be sufficient in all affairs. Anyone who seeks to disagree with such a person will be considered to be in error by this individual. And this individual will be able to easily misguide an unaware person. Whatever he does not know, he will end up denying and rejecting. He will reject the realities and will persist in his obstinacy. And when it comes to seeking knowledge, he will consider himself and his level of knowledge to be sufficient." So as we end this blessed day of the month of Ramadan, we ask Allah that we are kept away from such levels of ignorance and unawareness, and that when we realize we have a defect in our own knowledge, that we are able to humble ourselves at the feet of our scholars to gain knowledge on that particular area of life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.